Okay, quick update for you. Mike Adams here, freezing my buns off in Texas. It's cold. I mean, we think it's cold for Texas, but it's just a little bit below freezing. You're probably laughing at me, those of you in the Northeast and the North. I know, we're kind of cold wimps down here in Texas. That's the way it goes. But anyway, Canada's already starting to see food shortages, starting to be reported this morning. I'm recording this on the 20th of January. And I guess I was wrong. I was estimating there might be a 2 to 3 week buffer period for most items, you know, in the supply chain. And I guess it's less than that. So again, the truckers have been taken off the road because of the vaccine mandate, you know, some significant portion of truckers. It looks like there's 70 to 80,000 loads a week that are affected by this. Those are tractor trailer loads of goods, folks, that are not going to Canada. And if you know about where Canada gets its food, a huge amount of Canada's food, especially during the winter months, comes from North America and, you know, Mexico, southern United States, and then of course there's a lot from South America and Central America as well that comes up by truck. So Canada is going to suffer, well, what should we call this? Actually, it's going to be an amazing education opportunity for the Canadian people. So maybe this is a silver lining event where Canadians learn the importance of prepping. Now, I know those of you who are Canadians and listen to this, you're already preppers and you saw this coming. You're probably warning people and you were probably called a kook. You're like, what do you mean the shelves are going to be empty? You don't know what you're talking about. Well, use this opportunity, folks, to wake people up. When you go shopping now with your skeptical friends, just let them discover it. Oh my God, the shelves are empty. Yeah, because the trucks aren't running. How do you think stuff gets here? You know, just ask these basic questions of your Canadian friends. And I don't know what's going on with Canada's government, but, well, actually I do. It's been taken over by communists. That's pretty much the deal. You know, Justin Castro Trudeau is a communist and he's trying to destroy Canada the same way we have Democrats trying to destroy America. But at least in America, we can truck from state to state and we can ship food around and fuel and at least USA made items. And the feds have so far not interfered with state to state transportation, although that may be coming. Even then, large states like Texas, you know, we can hold our own. We can grow our own food, make our own fuel, build our own guns and all kinds of things. But not every state's in that same situation. So things could get even more dicey in the U.S. as well. But in Canada, I mean, it's a total lockdown scenario there. Not even letting trucks cross the border. So this, I mean, unless they're vaccinated, but that doesn't even make sense. What's the harm of an unvaccinated truck driver? What, they think he's gonna, I don't know, unleash spike protein across the highways or something? No, it's absurd. There's no science behind it whatsoever. It's just a guy in the cab of a truck, driving the truck, trying to deliver some goods, and they're not letting him do his job. So the shortages are gonna get worse. Scarcity is gonna kick in. Canadian people are going to, over time here, I would imagine within a few weeks, they're going to be in an uproar over this. And you're going to see a backlash in Canada like you've never seen. The Great White North backlash. It's going to be huge. And by the way, big salute to the truckers, because those of you who are truckers, you know, you warned the government, you warned the people, you warned the media. And nobody wanted to listen. I guess they wanted to experience this crisis for themselves, because nothing teaches lessons like starvation. When you're hungry, you'll have plenty of time to think about how stupid your country has been in interfering with the supply of all these goods and not just food, but, you know, home construction materials, fuel, medical supplies, you name it. But of course, in the overall picture, it's not even an accident. This is all being engineered. It's all on purpose. So the government lunatics in charge of this are not stupid. They're just evil. They're trying to do this. They want people to suffer and die and become desperate because that's their system of control. They want another crisis. How much you want to bet the newspapers across Canada, when the shortages get even more severe, guess what they're going to report? Oh, shelves are empty because of COVID. That's just like they're saying, oh, deaths are increasing because of COVID. No, it's the vaccines, you morons. And the shelves are empty because you shut down the trucks. They're not empty because of COVID. They're not empty because of Omicron. They're empty because you're a bunch of stupid lunatics running the country into the ground. Or evil lunatics, I guess. Cause and effect, folks, but that's propaganda for you. So my advice to those of you in Canada, because I do, obviously, I try to find solutions in every podcast. The solution here is it's the same as it's always been. Be a prepper. Stock up. And probably would have been good to stock up before now since the shelves are starting to go empty. But if you're only realizing this now, stock up now. Do what you can now. And, you know, I'm an advocate of growing your own food as well. So you can do that indoors. I've got videos out there about hydroponic indoor grow systems that are really easy to use. They're dirt cheap to operate, produce food essentially for free. You're going to need that. And, you know, make sure that you know how to live a resilient lifestyle. You might not be able to get spare parts. You might not be able to purchase the replacements that you need. You're going to have to learn how to repair things. You're going to have to learn, you know, how to go low tech. I do have a free audiobook coming out on that. It's called Resilient Prepping. I'm almost done with it. Not quite, but really close. You're going to love that book, and it'll be free. And I don't know the website for that yet, but I'll give it to you later. Just stay tuned. It teaches you how to go low tech in every area of your life. But you know, when the trucks stop running and your government is actively trying to destroy your economy and make you suffer and die, well, you're going to have to become a prepper. And those who are not preppers are going to be, I don't know, starving or dead. Maybe first one and then the other. There's no excuse for anybody to not be a prepper at this point. You either have backup supplies or you suffer and die. It's so obvious. They're shutting down the global economy. In fact, this whole trucking thing is just phase one. Oh, there's much more to come. You know, Biden shut down the ports in America. I mean, restricted them. That's why they can't get all the ports unloaded. It's all part of the same plan. And before long, they're going to have vaccine mandates at highway checkpoints when you cross from state to state, and they're going to try to shut down transportation. They've already shut down a lot of the meat processing plants and food processing, and, you know, hospitals are being shut down and then taken over by military troops. That's happening in the U.S. right now, and it's all an engineered plan. Not hard to see it anymore when it's right out in front of you. The hard part was calling this out before it happened. And that's what Alex Jones did, and that's what people like myself did. We called it all out ahead of time when people were like, no way, that couldn't possibly happen. That's a conspiracy. Well, guess what? All the conspiracies have come true. You're living it now. So it doesn't take a genius to just state the obvious at this point. Shelves are empty. Guess what's happening? Yeah, engineered scarcity. All right. Well, of course, I'm Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And take heed of all this. Make sure you get prepared or you won't make it. Seriously. Get prepared or prepare to die. One or the other, I suppose. That's where we are now. All right. Take care.